The following is a public lecture entitled Who Are You? Given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari, recorded on May 19th, 2008 in Riga, Latvia.
Thank you very much for your nice welcome.
Paldies par jūsu uzņemšanu jauko.
I like your Riga very much.
Man ļoti patīk šeit Rīgā.
I travel all over the world, and this is one of my favorite places in the whole world. The people here are so nice. So I'm very happy that you have all have come tonight, so I can meet more Riga people. Before I begin my little talk, I would like to chant a Vedic mantra, just to purify the ether.
Un pirms es uzsākšu savu sakāmo, es gribētu noskaitīt mantru, lai attīrītu šeit gaisu.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajiva Sadaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha. So, why do we go to the university?
Kāpēc mēs dodamies mācīties uz universitāti?
Because we want higher knowledge.
Tāpēc mēs vēlamies augstākās zināšanas.
I went to the university.
Es arī mācījos universitātē.
But I didn't find any higher knowledge.
Bet es neatradu nekādas augstākās zināšanas.
Therefore, I looked elsewhere for higher knowledge.
Un tāpēc es sāku meklēt kaut kur citur pēc augstākām zināšanām.
And it took me quite a while to find it.
Un tas man prasīja zinām laiku, lai to atrast, tas atrast.
Took me 6 years of hard searching.
Un 6 gadi pagāja ļoti nopietnos meklējumus.
And I finally found some true higher knowledge.
Un es galu galā atradu patiesas augstākās zināšanas.
And this knowledge is so wonderful.
Šīs zināšanas ir tik brīnišķīgas.
It's so enlightening.
Tās ir tik apskaidrojošas.
It's thrilling, actually.
Tās ir trīsas uzdzenošas.
Normally we think of knowledge as something dry that you learn in some college course and you have to regurgitate it on the exam.
Parasti mēs domājam, ka zināšanu iegūšana tas ir kaut kāds savs tāds process, kas izsūc mums spēkus gatavoties eksāmeniem.
If we say, tonight you're going to get some knowledge, who will get excited?
Bet, ja mēs teiksim, šovakar jūs saņemsiet zināšanas, jūs tapsiet iedvesmoti.
But if we say, tonight you will have some sex or you will have some liquor, then many people will get excited.
Ja mēs teiksim zināšanu, daudz cilvēku nebūs iedvesmot, bet ja mēs teiksim, šovakar būs kāds bišķīt iedzeršana un seks, tad diezgan daudz cilvēku taptu ļoti sajūsmināt.
But when you get actual knowledge,
ja jūs saņemat patiesas zināšanas,
it's much more exciting than anything you could ever get in this material world.
Tas ir daudz pat sajūsminošāk nekā jebkas, ko jūs varat saņemt šajā materiālajā pasaulē.
It's more exciting than money.
Tas ir vēl labāk nekā nauda.
More exciting than sex.
Nekā seks.
More exciting than power.
Nekā vara.
More exciting than drugs.
vēl sajūsminošāk nekā narkotikas.
Or whatever you use to try to get high.
Vai jebkas, ko jūs mēģināt iegūt, lai sevi iedvesmot.
This knowledge is so incredible.
Šīs zināšanas ir tik brīnišķīgas.
It will put you into a blissful state 24 hours a day.
Tās jūs padara tādā svētlaimīgā, noved jūs svētlaimīgā stāvoklī 24 stundas dienā.
You won't need any material thing to experience the bliss.
Jums nav nepieciešams nekādas materiālas lietas, lai izbaudītu svētlaimi.
You won't need anything. You won't need money, you won't need sex, you won't need any material thing. Just by this enlightened state of consciousness, you will feel unlimited happiness.
Jums nav ne nauda, ne seks, ne kvara, nekas vajadzīgs. Vienkārši ar šo te prāta stāvokli jūs jūtat, jūs atrodaties visu laiku pastāvīgā laimē.
Please do not misunderstand.
Un lūdzu, nepārprotiet.
I'm not saying you can't have money and you cannot have sex and you that's I'm not saying
es
that.
Es nesaku, ka jums nevajadzētu būt tā, ka jums jāatsakās no naudas vai seks, es to nesaku.
But I'm saying your happiness should not be based on those things.
Tas, ko es saku, jūs laimē nav jābāzējas uz šīm lietām.
Because those things come and they go.
Jo šīs lietas nāk un aiziet.
They cannot be a constant source of happiness.
Viņas nevar būt pastāvīgs laimes avots.
But they are giving a type of knowledge that enables you to taste unlimited happiness at every minute. That was the knowledge I discovered in 1971.
It was discovered in 1971?
Yes, 1971 I discovered this knowledge. Actually, there's a statue here of my teacher.
Un šeit ir statuja, man skolotāja statuja.
You may see this statue here in the back of the room.
Jūs varat redzēt šajā telpā.
That's a statue of my teacher, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
Tā sauc man skolotāja.
Of course, we understand that he has great mystic powers. He has great mystic powers.
Paties milzīgi lielas mistiskās spējas.
He's able to manifest himself in that statue. He's actually present.
Patiesībā viņš ir šajā statujā, viņš ir šeit klāt.
But that's not the point of my lecture.
Bet tas nav manas lekcijas, ne par to ir šī lekcija.
The point of my lecture was to share with you the knowledge that he has revealed to me.
Mans lekcijas jēga ir dalīties ar jums tajās zināšanās, ko viņš, kurās viņš dalījās ar mani.
Because just as that knowledge has liberated me completely from all anxieties of this world.
Un tieši tāpat kā šīs zināšanas pilnībā atbrīvoja man no jebkādiem šīs pasaules satraukumiem.
This knowledge will also liberate you if you will take it.
Ja jūs pieņemsiet šīs zināšanas, tās atbrīvos arī jūs.
We're not charging anything for this knowledge.
Mēs neko neprasām par šo zināšanām.
We're not forcing it on you.
Un mēs arī nespiežam tās jums.
We're just giving you an opportunity to consider it, that's all.
Mēs jums vienkārši dodam iespēju apsvērt.
We'll let you know what it is and you can take it or leave it.
Jūs uzzināsiet, kas tas ir, un tad jūs lemiet.
I chose to take it.
Un es izvēlējos pieņemt to.
37 years ago.
37 gadus atpakaļ.
And it made all the difference in the world for my life.
Un tas pilnībā izmainīja manu dzīvi.
Now I'm a sought after speaker, teacher all over the world. People want me to teach them this knowledge.
Un tagad es tiek uzskatīts kā skolotājs visā pasaulē un cilvēki vēlas, lai viņiem mācītu šīs zināšanas.
I just returned from a lecture tour in Lithuania and Russia.
Nu, pat es atgriezos no lekcijām Lietuvā un Krievijā.
Tomorrow I'm going to Helsinki.
Rītdien es dodos uz Helsinkiem.
On Thursday I'm going to Japan.
Tālāk es dodos uz Japānu.
On Friday I'm going to Malaysia.
Piekdien uz Malaisiju.
On Monday I'm going to Australia.
Pirmdien uz Austrāliju.
Then I'm going on to New Zealand.
Tad uz Jaunzēlandi.
And then to Fiji.
Un tad uz Fiji.
And then to Peru.
Un Peru.
And then to the US.
Un tad uz Štatiem.
And then I'm coming back to to Bulgaria in September.
Un tad septembrī atgriežos Bulgārijā.
Bulgaria. So I'm a sought after speaker all over the world on this subject matter. I am considered one of the world's leading experts on this science.
Šajā zinātnē, cilvēki redz kā mani kā vienu no vadošajiem ekspertiem šajā zinātnē.
So if you would like to learn something of this science, then you've come to the right place. Because I have studied it thoroughly for 37 years. I have lived it and breathed it 24 hours a day for 37 years. So, what is the knowledge? The first point is to understand who you are. But let's take a step back. The first step is to understand who you are not. Because we are trained by our conditioning in the society.
Tāpēc, ka mūs ir apmācījis šī te nepareizu priekšstatu pārņemtā sabiedrība.
If I asked you, all the men should raise their right hand and all the ladies should raise their left hand, then everybody would do that. The men would raise their right hand, the ladies would raise their left hand.
Ja es pajautātu, lai vīrieši paceļ labo roku, sievietes paceļ kreiso roku, tad viss tā izdarītu.
But the basis of this knowledge that I'm teaching is that actually you're not a male or female.
Bet tās pamats šajām zināšanām, ko es mācu, ir tas, ka jūs patiesībā nesat ne vīrietis, ne sieviete.
That if you identify as either a male gender or a female gender, actually you are misidentifying yourself.
Jo, ja jūs uztverat sevi kā vīrieti vai sieviete, tad jūs patiesībā nepareizi sevi uztverat.
The first point of this knowledge is you are not that body.
Un pirmais punkts šajā zinātnē ir, jūs nesat šis ķermenis.
This body is a vehicle.
Šis ķermenis ir transporta līdzeklis.
Just like someone drives a car.
Līdzīgi kā kāds vada automašīnu.
They can drive a Mercedes.
Braukt ar Mercedesu.
They can drive a BMW.
Vai BMW.
Does that change them?
Vai tas maina šos cilvēkus?
No, they are still the same person.
Nē, viņi joprojām tās pašas personības.
Whether they drive a Mercedes or a BMW, they're the same person.
Vai BMW vai Mercedes viņi vada.
So whether you're driving a male or a female body, you're still the same person.
Vai jūs vadāt vīriešu vai sievietes ķermeni, jūs joprojām paliekat tā pati personība.
So one, whether you have a white body or a black body, you're still the same person.
Vai jūs esat balts ķermenis vai melns ķermenis, jūs joprojām esat tā pati persona.
Whether you have a Latvian body or a Russian body, you're still the same person.
Vai krievu ķermenis.
Whether you have an old body or a young body.
Vai jauns ķermenis vai vecs ķermenis.
It's like here's a young boy, you see. And I see there's some gray-haired, and there's a gray-haired aristocratic gentleman there, you see. So, they are not the bodies, you see. The body may be different, but the self is the same.
Tā ķermeņi var būt dažādi, bet būtība, patība ir tā pati.
Of course, they're two separate persons, but the quality of each person is the same.
Protams, viņi divi dažādas personības, bet kvalitātes šīm personībām ir vienas tās pašas.
The actual quality of the living being is that he's eternal.
Un dzīvās būtnes būtība ir tā, ka tā ir mūžīga.
He's full of knowledge.
Tā ir pilna zināšanā.
And he's full of bliss.
Un pilna svētlaimes.
He's in quality one with the source of all existence.
Un pēc savām īpašībām tā ir vienāda ar visa avotu.
The scientists are trying to discover that origin of the universe.
Un zinātnieki mēģina atrast šo te visuma avotu.
The theologians call it God.
Un teologi to sauc par Dievu.
But there's a common principle which everyone acknowledges, and that is the source of the universe.
Bet visi atzīst vienu to, ka tas, lai kā to nesauk, tas ir visuma avots.
So each and every one of us emanate from that source of the universe.
Viss un jebkas izpaužās no šī te avota.
That's our actual quality, you see.
Un tāda ir mūsu patiesās īpašības, patiesā būtība.
So we can understand what is the source of the universe.
Un mums jāsaprot, kas tad ir visuma.
Then we can actually begin to understand who we are.
Un tad mēs varam sākt saprast, kas mēs esam.
And once we understand who we are,
un tad, kad mēs saprotam, kas mēs esam,
what's the next step?
Kas tad ir nākošais solis?
Well, you get to be who you are.
Tad jums ir jābūt tam, kas jūs esat.
How can you be who you are if you don't know who you are?
Kā gan jūs varat būt tas, kas jūs esat, ja jūs nezināt, kas jūs esat?
So the first step in my training program, I'm going to teach you who you are. And once you learn who you are, then you can actually start being who you are. And you will be a liberated soul. No longer chained by your body. You may say, but I love my body, it's great. It's young, it's full of energy. The boys are drooling over it. You see? But how long will that young body last? You see? That beautiful young girl, and in 70 years from now, she'll be that old, decrepit woman. So if your happiness is based on the body, then your happiness is only temporary. So if you want it, you want permanent happiness, I recommend that you listen carefully to what I'm explaining tonight. Because I'm going to connect you with your actual identity, which is far more wonderful than anything that you can find in this material existence. Did you realize that within yourself you possess riches greater than all the wealth of this entire universe? Actually, you do. You're more wealthy than Bill Gates. If all you have to do is reconnect with your original nature, And then no power on earth can take away your happiness. No power on earth can make you miserable. You will be undefeatable. Your happiness and your knowledge, your wisdom and your compassion can never be dampened by any material influence.
Nekāds materiāli ietekmi nekad neskars ne jūsu laimi, ne jūsu līdzietību,
compassion, happiness, and what else?
It will never be dampened or diminished by any material influence.
You mentioned happiness.
Happiness, I don't know.
Two of them I mentioned.
Your happiness, your enthusiasm.
Jūsu entuziasmu.
Can never be taken away by anything.
Nekas to vairs neatņems.
So are you interested in becoming a powerful person? A potent, dynamic person who can never have their enthusiasm dampened by any power of this world. Then you have come to the right place. Because I have all the secret knowledge to completely turn you on to all the secrets of the universe and your own eternal identity. But there's one thing you have to give me. If you want to get this knowledge, you have to give me your ears. You have to listen. Don't let your mind go dancing around what you're going to do after you leave here tonight. Tune in your consciousness to the here and now. Focus completely on what's happening right here, right now. Don't think about something else. Completely absorb yourself in this knowledge that I'm giving you. Because this knowledge is so powerful, it can liberate you from all anxieties that you could ever have in your whole life. So we have to understand that we are not this body. The great sages have revealed to us that actually the self is a small particle of spiritual energy. It's a subatomic particle. Of antimaterial,
kas ir antimateriāli,
indestructible,
neiznīcināma,
indivisible,
indivisible means,
can't divide it,
energy.
A particle of subatomic, indivisible, indestructible, antimaterial energy.
Tātad antimateriāla, mūžīga, nesadalāma, neiznīcināma, mazāk par atomu enerģija.
That's what you actually are.
Tas, kas jūs esat patiesībā.
And that's you as that small particle are seated within the heart of your body.
Un šī mazā daļiņa, tie, kas esat patiesais jūs, atrodaties sirdī.
Just as the powerhouse here in Riga can light up the whole city. It's so powerful, you see.
Tāpat kā spēkstacija var apgaismot, kas ir, var apgaismot visu Rīgu.
So you, that particle seated in the heart, you're able to give life and light to your entire body.
Šī mazā daļiņa, kas atrodas jūsu ķermenī, tā spēj dot dzīvību visam jūsu ķermenim.
And you can produce offspring too through sexual intercourse. You can expand a whole dynasty from yourself, you see. So that small particle has great potency. And it's separate from the body. In physics, we learn the principle, you may have studied physics, the conservation of energy. In physics, there's a principle called the conservation. Energy is never destroyed, it's only transformed. So when you understand that you, the actual living being, are a particle of anti-material energy, then you can understand, according to the principle of conservation of energy, you can never be destroyed. Now we know that the bodies are destroyed. We see it all the time. People are dying every day here in Riga. The bodies are destroyed, that's a fact. But that what in Sanskrit is called Atma, that particle of that subatomic, indestructible, indivisible, antimaterial energy, that particle is never destroyed.
Šī te mazā pieminētā, neiznīcināmā, nesadalāmā, antimateriālā, mazāk par atomu daļiņu nekad neiznīcinās.
So here is the key of how to become enlightened, how to become free from all misery.
Un tā ir atslēga tam, kā kļūt apgaismotam, kā atbrīvoties no visām ciešanām.
You just have to reconnect your consciousness or awareness with your actual self, that's all.
Jums ir sava apziņa, atkal jāsavieno ar savu patiesu, īsteno patību.
As long as you invest your consciousness in this flesh and blood, which is temporary,
tik ilgi, kamēr jūs savu apziņu ieguldīsiet šajā te miesā un asinīs, kas ir pārējoši,
your happiness will always be very limited happiness.
Jūsu laime vienmēr būs ļoti ierobežot laime.
But if you can connect your consciousness with the actual particle, the actual self, you see.
Bet jūs varat savu apziņu savienot ar šo te mazo daļiņu, ar šo savu patību īstenot.
Then it becomes completely free of anxiety.
Tad šī apziņa kļūst pilnīgi brīva no jebkādiem satraukumiem.
And at the time of death, you will not experience that you're dying, actually.
Un tad nāves brīdī jūs nepārdzīvojat to, ka jūs mirstat.
Someone who is convinced that they are their body, when they die, it's a horrible experience.
Tas, kurš ir pārliecināts, ka viņš ir ķermenis, tad nāves brīdī tas ir šausmīgākās ciešanas.
Their whole sense of identity is ripped away from them within a matter of minutes.
Visi viņi jūtē, ka tiek atrauti dažās minūtēs no visa, kam viņš pieķeries, tiek atrauti.
But if you do not identify as the body, but you identify as that particle of antimaterial energy, as we say in English, death is like a piece of cake.
Un tad bet tam, kurš saprāts ir savienojies ar savu patieso būtību, tad nāves brīdis tas ir tāds, nu,
and the nice scoop of strawberry ice cream on it. In other words, does anybody get disturbed when they trade their old car in for a new one?
Vai kāds ir satraucies, kad viņš, teiksim, veco mašīnu nomaina pret jaunu?
You've been driving your Mercedes long enough and it's finally worn out. Now it's time for a Rolls Royce. Would anybody get disturbed? Oh, my Mercedes is worn out and I should go get a Rolls Royce. Would it bother you to have to trade in your old Mercedes for a brand new Rolls Royce? Would anybody go into anxiety if they had to trade in their old Mercedes for a brand new Rolls Royce? So a person who's actually realized that they're the particle of antimaterial energy. When death comes, they go, wow. Let's see what kind of upgrade I'm going to get. Just like they keep upgrading Microsoft Windows, you know. The newer, improved versions. If you can connect yourself with the source of all existence in a loving relationship, each time you trade in your body, you get a really good upgrade. And once you master the art of realizing who you are and being who you are, you qualify for the ultimate upgrade. At that point you're awarded with a body that never gets sick. That never gets old. And never dies. You get an eternal spiritual body. And you're allowed to enter into an amazing dimension. Which is full of liberated persons in their spiritual forms. And there's no income tax. There's no winters. There's no traffic jams. There's no terrorists. You don't have to work a job even. They don't even have currency. I mean, everything is free, you know. And there are trees called kalpavriksha trees. You don't have to go to a grocery store. If you don't have to go to the grocery store with some hard-earned money to get what you want, all you have to do is go to the kalpavriksha tree and they give you whatever you want. I've seen here in your Latvia, the apple tree is very popular. But the apple tree can only give you apple. But the kalpavriksha tree, he will give you a very nice apple. He will give you banana. He will give you mango. He will give you pineapple. Whatever you like, he will give you. So, even if you're not sure if you would like to live forever in that realm, why not at least visit it and see what you think?
Vai tad vismaz aizbraukt pastīties, kā tad tur izskatās?
I will teach you the art how to qualify yourself to enter into that dimension. And you don't even have to wait for death. You can do it while you're alive. There's a special system of how to enter into that dimension. It comes from the ancient sages of India. How many of you here can raise your hand? How many have heard of meditation? Very good. Very good. Practically everyone. Okay, good. So there's many different types of meditation. Most of them now, people kind of sit and go silent, you know, or they go, But I have a more powerful type of meditation than the silent meditation. This type of meditation is called mantra yoga. The mantra means, the mantra is a Sanskrit word.
Mantra is Sanskrit words.
And it has two parts. Man and tra. Man means the mind.
Man nozīmē prāts.
And tra means deliver.
Un tra nozīmē atbrīvot.
So a mantra is a sound vibration that delivers the mind.
Mantra ir skaņa vibrācija, kas atbrīvo prātu.
You may ask, deliver the mind from what?
Jūs varat jautāt, bet no kā atbrīvo prātu?
If you remember what I said a few minutes ago, right now your consciousness or your mind is entangled within your material body. And therefore your happiness is limited. Through the power of the mantra, you are able to transfer your consciousness to that particle and to the source of the universe.
Jūs varat izmainīt savu saprātu un pārtransformēt viņu uz savu būtību un uz visu.
The mantra reconnects you with who you actually are.
Mantra no jauna jūs savieno ar to, kas jūs esat patiesībā.
There are many gurus nowadays that give mantras.
Ir ļoti daudz guru šodien, kas dod mantras.
And they charge big money for the mantras.
Un viņi prasa lielu naudu par mantrām.
When I was a spiritual seeker, I went to one such guru. And he charged me money for the mantra. He said, this is a secret mantra. You can't tell it to anybody and you have to pay me for it. I had to pay him the equivalent of 1 month's rent to get my mantra. And you know what? It didn't work. I got ripped off. That guru was a cheater. He was not a bona fide spiritual master. Because a bona fide spiritual master will never charge you anything for a mantra. He'll always give it free. So I finally found this great master here, Srila
Prabhupada.
He gave me a very, very, very powerful mantra, which when I chanted it, I felt like I was taking off on a magic carpet of another world, you see. And then he told me, now you must share this with the whole world. So that's why I came to Riga. Tonight, I'm going to take this whole room on a magic carpet ride.
Un es gribu visu šo telpu iecelt.
Not literally, because you're not sitting on a carpet. But I'm going to take you on a magic mantra ride.
Bet es vēlos jūs uzaicināt šeit maģiskās mantras.
All you have to do is, in a few minutes, I'm going to start chanting a mantra. All you have to do is tune your ears in very deeply, meditate on the sound of the mantra that's coming from my mouth. And if you would like to supercharge your mantra ride, I will give you a chance to chant the mantra also. The mantra is written right there on the wall. So everybody can, what I'll do is I'll sing it one time all by myself. Okay? When I'm singing it, you should meditate very deeply on the sound of my voice. And then when I finish singing it, I'm going to give you a turn that you all can, as a group, you can sing it back to me. In this way, we'll work together and we'll help each other get higher and higher and higher and higher and higher. And if we go deep, deep, deep into this mantra, we will all go to a very high plane of consciousness. But don't worry, you'll be able to come back to Riga after it's all over. And you'll still know your name, and you'll still know your address, and you know, everything will be okay. I'm not going to take you away in a UFO or anything like that. But if I guarantee you, though, if you go deep into the mantra, you will have a powerful transcendental experience you'll never forget in your whole life. And you will be able to reduplicate this experience anytime you want just by chanting it on your own. You can chant on the bus, on the streetcar, in the shower. You can even chant under your breath when you're at work. And you will feel how your consciousness is becoming delivered from all the stress of material existence. So to make it even more attractive, I've gotten a special instrument from India. It's called a harmonium. It's a very beautiful instrument. It's something like a harmonica, but instead of blowing it, you pump it. So when I sing, then you can repeat, just like I said. And you can also clap your hands. Drum. He's getting it. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna,
Sri Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
So, welcome in for a safe landing. So, those of you who dove into the mantra, you've tasted something. You see. Those of you who have jumped into the mantra, you have tasted, you've experienced something. So please remember this experience. And whenever you want to experience again, just chant it on your own. You come here and they chant it here regularly. So if you want to chant it again with some people, come here and then chant with the people at the
center.
And I can ask you now if you have any questions. This gentleman has a question.
First him, yeah?
He asked, he's the one I'm recognizing, yes.
Will there be any lectures here? By both lectures, Latvia. Will there be any lectures here in Latvia?
From me?
Yeah.
This is my final lecture, but I'll come back in October. But the good news is I have something going regularly on the internet. If you're online, I can keep you connected.
Are
you able to read English? Go to www.backtohome, backtohome.com.
www.backtohome.com.
Just in case your memory isn't that great, here's a card. Yeah. Hey. You go there and sign up for you get something every day on your email. So I'll keep you connected in cyberspace. But I will be in my next, and I will be coming back in October for another lecture series. And I have hundreds of lectures online on the internet. You can listen to them on the internet. Hundreds of them. So I'll keep you busy. Connect with me online. You can always write me emails too, and I'll answer you personally. I'm really happy you came tonight. Thank you so much. What is your name?
Lauris.
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 There's an R there.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, very good. Very nice. Thank you very much, Lauris. Okay, next question. Yes.
Is there any difference between man and woman?
The body is different. And because we identify with our bodies, the a male and female psychology is also different.
Un tā kā mēs identificējam sevi ar ķermeņiem, tad vīriešu un sieviešu psiholoģija arī ir dažāda.
But once you go completely beyond your body, then you'll see there's no difference.
Bet tad, kad jūs pilnībā iziet ārpus ķermeņiskās izpratnes, tad jūs redzat, ka nav atšķirības.
This is true, right? True gender equality.
Un tā ir patiesa dzimuma līdztiesība.
Any other questions?
What does religion give you?
Well, let's look at the word religion first of all. That word is very much misunderstood nowadays. They take it as a kind of faith. You blindly put your faith in some dogma. And they call that religion. But religion, the word religion comes from the Latin word religio. What do you say in Latvian? What's the word for religion in Latvian?
Religia.
Religia?
Yeah, religia, yeah.
Religia?
Yeah.
It comes from the Latin word religio.
No Latin word religio.
which means to reconnect with the source of all existence. So there is one science of reconnecting with the source of all existence. Just like the plug in the, just like you have a lamp in your room, and there is a powerhouse here in Riga. The lamp is either plugged in or it's not plugged into the powerhouse. So if you're plugged in, that's called religion. And if you're disconnected, that's called your religion. There's no question of this religion or that religion. That's a man-made conception. So any bona fide teacher, it doesn't matter if he's a Christian, a Hindu, a Buddhist, a Muslim, any bona fide spiritual master teaches you how to reconnect with the powerhouse.
So because my...
Because my spiritual master, whose murti is seated there, is a bona fide guru, I have mastered the art of reconnecting with that powerhouse.
So,
what my teacher has done for me, he has reconnected me with God. I'm in a state of perfect contact with God 24 hours a day. My every thought, word, and deed is connected with God. In all times, all places, and all circumstances. That's what it's done for me. But it's not a religion of like different religions in the world. It's the science of reconnecting with God. Do you understand? Does it make sense to you, ma'am?
I saprotu, kas ir religija, bet jūs neatbildējat uz manu jautājumu, ko jums dod. Now I understood what religion means, but you didn't answer my question. What does it give to you personally?
I told you. I'm reconnected with the source of... I'm reconnected with God.
Es esmu saiknē ar Dievu.
But not through some sectarian dogma.
Bet ne caur kādu sektantisku dogmu.
Through the science of reconnecting with God.
Jo tā ir zinātne par būšanu atkal kontaktā ar Dievu.
Is that clear to you now? Very good. Thank you for your nice question.
Paldies par jūsu jauko jautājumu.
I appreciate it.
Es to tiešām novērtēju.
Do you have any other questions for me? Many, yeah?
Man tika teikt, ka jūs esat bijis pirms tam arī sap hippijiem un ar rock mūziku nodarbojies. Kas jums lika mainīties? I was told that you were hippie once and was a rock musician. What forced you to change your...
Actually, I was not a rock musician. I was, in the 60s, we were called folk singers. Like Bob Dylan, the early Bob Dylan. I was that type of musician. You know, acoustic guitar. Actually, I was writing hundreds of songs, trying to find the perfect song. Turn your head a little bit that way. Yeah. I was trying to find the perfect song that could liberate the whole world. See, I was a songwriter writing hundreds of songs.
Es biju dziesmu komponētājs, kas simtiem dziesmu sakomponēja. Man tā doma bija radīt perfektu dziesmu, kas varētu atbrīvot visu pasauli.
I was very popular hippie songwriter, actually.
Es biju patiesībā ļoti populārs hippie dziesmu autors.
But I couldn't find any song. I was not able to write a song that could deliver the whole world.
Bet es nebiju spējīgs uzrakstīt dziesmu, kas var atbrīvot visu pasauli.
But then I found this guru, His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, who already had a song which could enlighten the whole world.
Bet tad es galu galā atradu savu skolotāju Šrīla Prabhupādu, kuram bija dziesma, kas var paskaidrot.
That's the song we just sang, Hare Krishna song. Of course, I still write songs. I just performed, I have a song called Turn On Your Soul. I just performed it in Kaunas the other day. The crowd went wild. So I still write songs. But now, because I've been enlightened by a bona fide spiritual master, the lyrics that I write are enlightened lyrics that can enlighten the hearers. Even though my songs were very catchy back in the 60s, you know, they didn't enlighten anybody. But now my songs can enlighten my hearers. Any other questions? Let's see, and now they're coming like anything. Okay, go ahead.
Vai skolotājiem ir bail šajā dzīvē? Do you have any fear of anything in this life? Are you afraid of anything in this life?
My only fear is that you will remain an illusion.
Mans vienīgās bailes ir tās, ka jūs paliksiet ilūzijā. Varat palikt ilūzijā.
That scares me. Because you're very dear to me.
Jūs mans ir ļoti dārgs.
I see you like a brother.
Es redzu jūs kā brāli.
Because I am part of the parcel of God and you are part and parcel of
God.
So my greatest fear is that you will not become enlightened. Therefore my total existence is dedicated that you should become enlightened. Questions, Mara? Yeah.
Man ir tāds jautājums.
Vai ir iespēja tāda, ka cilvēks tādā brīdī saprot to, ko viņš saprot, un sāk pārāk ātri mācīties, no kā viņam kļūst nevis vieglāk, bet vēl smagāk?
Is it possible that when one realizes something that he es saprotu to, ka viņš saprot, ka viņš nav pareizs, ja? Dzīvojis. If one realizes something and because of that, by that realization starts act in a way that situation even gets worse than before, is it possible that by understanding he didn't mention what pasakiet, ko saprot?
Vai ir kādi kritēriji, cik ātri vai cik daudz cilvēks drīkst kaut kādā laika posmā apgūt, lai viņam tas nekļūtu apgrūtinoši?
Are there any criteria how much knowledge one should learn that to avoid a situation that this knowledge becomes a burden?
Yes, you should learn enough to where you realize it's not a burden. That's right.
Yeah, jums ir jāmācās tik daudz, lai jūs saprastu, ka tas, ko jūs mācāties, nekļūs jums par slogu.
Like a little child, when he's first sent to school, and the teacher tries to teach him to read. You see.
Kad maz bērns aiziet uz skolu un skolotājs mēģina viņu iemācīt lasīt.
You know, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, you know. The child doesn't want to learn the alphabet. He finds it to be a burden. But he reaches a point when he's given enough knowledge of how to read that he becomes enlivened to read, you see.
Bet tad, kad viņš sasniedz to punktu, kad viņš apgūst lasīšanu, tad lasīšana kā tā...
In the beginning, he requires some pressure.
Un vairs tad nav nepieciešams nekāds, vairs viņi nav jāspiež vairāk, tad mācīties lasīt.
My dear son, you must go to school. But I don't want to go to school. No, you must go to school.
Dārgais, dāsu, jāiet uz skolu. Nē, es negribiet, bet tev jāiet uz skolu.
So in the beginning, the knowledge is a burden for the little child. Because he's being forced, he has to go and learn. But then he reaches a certain point where he's reading books on his own. He's going to the library, he's checking out books on his own for fun. So you just got to take more and more knowledge until you realize it's not a burden and you become enlivened by it. And you'll know when you get to the right point, because you'll, instead of feeling like it's a burden, you go, wow, this is amazing. Understand? Yeah. Just think of a little child learning how to read. That's what you're like now. You see, you're like, in terms of spiritual enlightenment, you're a little child. So do your homework. Read Prabhupada's books. Chant the rounds you've agreed to chant. Just do it like a little child doing his homework, even though it doesn't make any sense sometimes. And then that magic, you'll feel that the magic transformation will happen. It'll come gradually, gradually, like a beautiful sunrise on a spring morning. Not like a zap of lightning out of the sky. So be patient. Yes? Yes. What time should we go up to?
As usual, as long as you want.
Any more? We'll take a few more questions, and then we have the. For those of you who would like to really, you know, take this home and get into the knowledge more, we have the books available. We just asked some donation to cover the printing. It's not for making money, but, you know, there's some suggested donation. But we have the books available, and I will give you a personal blessing if you want. I'll sign your book for you and everything. But let's take a few more questions in the meantime.
Yeah.
What is the way to reach harmony in one's life?
You have to reconnect with the source of all existence in a loving relationship. There's actually a person out there who's the source of all existence. That's why we see persons existing. Darwin was a fool and a rascal. It's not because of Darwin's theory that we have people walking around Riga.
Darwin's bija muļķis un nejāga, nav tāpēc, ne tāpēc cilvēks staigā pa ielām, ka pastāv Darwin's teorija.
We have people walking around Riga because the original source of everything is a person.
Tāpēc cilvēki ir šeit uz Rīgas ielām, tāpēc, ka ir avots, kurš pats ir personība.
People like people. That's why we have cities. That's why Riga is here. Why isn't everybody living out in some remote corner of the woods? Because people like to be with people. So, that original person, that supreme person, he's manifesting so many people from himself for the purpose of having a loving relationship with them. So, you exist for the purpose of loving that supreme person. Love means service. So you're meant to serve that supreme person. And if you wonder, well, how can I do that? How can I serve that supreme person? The good news is he appeared on this planet 5,000 years ago and he taught exactly what you can do to serve him. It's called the Bhagavad Gita. It's the greatest book of wisdom in the history of the universe.
And
Dievu personiski zināšanas par to, kā var kalpot. Un tas grāmatas saucās Bhagavad Gita.
And I just happen to have 8 copies available here.
Man tikai ir šeit 8 kopijas Bhagavad Gita.
So when I give the signal, whoever gets here the first will get them.
Jā, un es
But don't rush the table yet.
Es personīgi parakstīšu grāmatas tiem, kas vēlēsies tās iegūt.
There's another question. Let's see, okay, you can go, yeah.
Tātad studējot šo brīnišķīgo grāmatu, rodas jautājums, kā atrast pašiem būtam iesācējiem, tik maziem, kā mums atrast to cilvēku, kam sev uzticēt, šo garīgu, kā atrast sev garīgo skolotāju. Reading this wonderful book, Bhagavad Gita, a question appears, how we, who are just beginners, and not having qualities, and how we can find the right person, the right spiritual master, bona fide spiritual master, and what kind of kādam attiecībām kādam jābūt attiecībām ar viņu, and what kind of relationships we should have with such a master.
Finding a spiritual master is not difficult.
Atrast garīgo skolotāju nav grūti.
If you sincerely want to realize God,
jūs patiesi vēlaties realizēt Dievu,
God within your heart, he will know your desire.
Dievs jūsu sirdī, viņš zinās jūsu vēlmi.
You will not have to go seeking a guru.
Jums nav jāstaigā, jāmeklē guru.
God will send a guru to you. You'll be seeing the guru face to face.
Un Dievs atsūtīs jums guru, un jūs viņu satiksiet acu pret acu.
And if you say, okay, and now I've met the guru, now what should I do?
Un tagad jūs sakat, labi, satiktu guru, bet kas man tālāk jādara?
Krishna answers that question.
Un Krishna atbild šo jautājumu.
In chapter 4, text number 34.
4. Nodaļā, 34. Pantā.
Tadvidī pranipātena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshanti te jñānam jñaninas tatvadarshinah. Which means, just try to learn the truth by approaching the spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively. Render service unto him. The self-realized souls can impart knowledge unto you because they have seen the truth.
Bhagavad Gita 4.34. Ej pie garīgā skolotāja un centies saprast patiesību. Pazemīgi, vēlmē sekot viņu norādījumiem, jautā un kalpo viņam. Sevi apzinājušās dvēseles var svētīt tevi ar zināšanām, jo ir redzējušas patiesību.
So it's not difficult. Krishna tells you exactly what to do.
Tas nav grūti, Krishna saka tieši, kas ir jādara.
Just like you've inquired now, you inquire from the spiritual master.
Un tāpat kā jūs šobrīd jautājat, kas ir jautājumi, jūs vēršaties.
And then you also render service also to the spiritual master.
Un tad jūs arī kalpojat garīgiem skolotājiem.
What service do you render? You ask him, what service can I do for you?
Un kas ir tā kalpošana? Jūs jautājat, kādu kalpošanu es jums varu veikt.
In this way, by inquiry and by service, he will bless you with all enlightenment.
Un šādā veidā, savu jautāšanu, savu kalpošanu, viņš jums svētīs ar visu apskaidrību.
So, you had a question? This young girl here had a question, yes. Mm-hmm.
Vai ir iespējams, ka sapņos, es nezinu, sākumā sapņos?
Vai ir iespējams, ka sapņos, ja var izdzīvot mūsu nākotni, to izdzīvot kāds no mūsu paralēlajiem es?
Vai ir iespējams, ka sapņos, ja var izdzīvot mūsu nākotni, to izdzīvot kāds no mūsu paralēlajiem es?
Un kā es varbūt tas galvenais, es, kas izdzīvo, to nevis, es sastopos savu nākotni.
Un kā es varbūt tas galvenais es, kurš izdzīvo to nevis sastropos ar savu nākotni sapni.
Before we go any further, give that lady my card. She asked about guru. You can write me any personal questions you feel to write me. Yeah. Okay.
I'll try to translate the question. So is it possible that one can live in one's dreams their future? So one can live in their dreams their future, and is it possible that probably somebody from parallel worlds lives our own future for us?
But you're caught up in the time-space continuum still. You're still thinking in terms of time and space.
It was so. If such a situation happened, how to make situation that I can live my future myself and not to allow somebody from parallel worlds to live my future for me?
But you. But I'm saying you're asking the wrong question. You should be asking how to get out of time and space altogether. And then that wouldn't even be an issue for you. You're thinking in terms of past, present, and future. Within the realm of time. But you go to the transcendental platform, then there is no time there. There's no question of future. That's the liberated platform where nobody can mess with you at all. As long as you're within this time and space dimension, you will be influenced by others. You can't avoid it. Right now, you're a puppet of other influences. You're being manipulated by other powers right now. You mentioned other people controlling you, right?
That's
not the question
then. All right, what's the question then?
The question is, it's not a question about control. The question is about the future and about the chance to live my future myself and not to allow somebody from parallel worlds to live my future for me. You are my. There is a concept. She believes there is a concept that there is my parallel me who lives.
Huh.
And how can I be that predominant me?
Huh.
So a concept about two me's.
But that's still within past, present, and future. You said in the future.
But you said, there is my future, there is me myself who is in the future, who lives that future, but I'm here.
But that's still in past, present, and future. I'm saying that's still, you're still talking about the time space dimension. I can teach you how to come out of that dimension. You don't have to worry about that kind of stuff. You're worried about dealing with the alter ego or something.
Alter,
yeah, controlling you within this dimension. But I'm saying as long as you remain with this dimension, there's always going to be powers that will control you. There's all kinds of powers that are going to keep controlling you as long as you're within this dimension. But if you will learn the art of how to get beyond this dimension,
and
there's no question of some, you know, having to overpower something is trying to overpower you.
You
understand? Therefore, I gave you the mantra. If you will chant this mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. You'll become the master of your future. No alter ego will be able to mess with you. Okay, we're going to have one more question and then we'll go to the book signing. Okay. Yes.
Question about...
Гуру Махарадж, трудно слышать, задавай по-русски, задавайте.
У меня вопрос по ступенью Бхагавад-гиты.
Да.
Ну, я буду много говорить.
Нет, ну, my question will be long. My question is about Бхагавад-гита. My question is about the introduction of Бхагавад-гита.
Вступление в Бхагавад-гиты, Шрила Прабхупада пишет, что сначала эту систему йоги Господь передал Богу Солнце. Бог Солнце передал ее Ману, а Ману объяснила Рикшваку. И таким способом она дошла до людей, распространилась на земле, но потом была забыта.
Iemadāju teikt, šī prapāda skaidro, ka sākumā Dievs nodeva šīs zināšanas saules Dievam, tālāk saules Dievs nodeva Manu, tālāk Manu nodeva Ikšvāku, un tālāk tā nonāca pie cilvēkiem. And šī prapāda explains that knowledge at the very beginning was given by God to Sun God, and Sun God gave it to Manu, and Manu to Ikshvaku, Ikshvaku to... and this way it was given to people.
Также потом в вступлении говорится... что Господь делает Арджуну первым звеном в новой парампаре.
Un tad tā zināšanas tika pazaudētas. And then that knowledge was lost, and then it is said that Arjuna is made the in the new succession that he is at.
Okay.
Viņš ir pirmais Arjuna kļūst, tiek teiks, ka Arjuna ir jaunajā mācīga pēcticībā pirmais.
Того, чтобы Арджуна распространил это знание.
Арджуна испытает еще знания, через знания. He is first to spread this knowledge.
И потом там указывается вот из 32 указывается парампара, где
32 personībām sastāvojuši parampara, and there is parampara that contains of 32 personalities.
Да, и вот мой вопрос. Он говорит в Бхагавад-гите, Шрила Прабхупада говорит в Бхагавад-гите, что он делает Арджуну новым звеном в этой парампаре, но вот в этих личностях
нету. Jautājums ir, kāpēc, jo saka, Arjuna bija pirmais, kāpēc nav Arjuna mācīt pēcticība. The question is, if Arjuna was mentioned that he was first, why isn't Arjuna mentioned among these 32?
Yes, there are different branches.
Ir dažādi zāri. Vienkārši dažādi zāri. Atvitlīņi, razni atvitlīņi.
Yeah. So now, speaking about the different branches, we have the most powerful branch of knowledge anywhere in the universe. His divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And these books are available. Anybody who wants a book should come forward and talk to the devotees. Who's taking charge of distributing these books? Who is taking charge of distributing these books? Let them come forward now. What is the name of that you're doing this?
Okay.
And I will. Anyone who gets a book who wants me to sign a blessing, I will do that into your book.
Saņem svētību, es ierakstīšu savu veltījumu šajā grāmatā un caur nelielu ziedojumu, kas ko, ne tāpēc, ka peļņē, bet kāda vienkārši drukāšanas izdevums nosēkt.
So, you can come forward now, anyone would like a book?
Un tad varat nākt un tie, kas vēlas saņemt grāmatas.
Anybody who wants to ask me a question personally can also come forward for that.
Un ja kāds vēlas personiski man uzdot jautājumu, arī var nākt un to darīt.
So, we thank you very much.
Paldies visiem.
Thank you.